Luis Montoya is one of the youngest candidates in this year's election. Montoya is running to be the city council member for District 10 in South Los Angeles.
I'd like to think of it as a microcosm of Los Angeles because it's so wide, it's so ethnically and socioeconomically diverse. And at the end of the day, you know, we all want the same things. We all want cleaner streets. We all want, you know, paved roads. We all want lighting that works, public safety. You know, those are things that they're the common denominator across the district.
Those are also common goals for other city council candidates. So I asked Montoya why he is the right man for the job.
I listen. It's something that it's so basic and yet so ignored with our public officials. What I want to do is bridge the gap and let people know that I'm just simply one of them. You know, I used to work at UCLA. You know, I lost that job. And so I'm struggling along with everybody else. I drive on the same streets that you do. And I think that that shared sense of respect for your fellow man and woman goes a long way, and you just don't see that in politics anymore.
Now Montoya runs a seasonal Christmas tree lot with his family. Montoya is a newcomer to the city council race. He doesn't have any public office experience, but he does have ideas on how to streamline the city's budget. One idea is cutting public officials' salaries by 20%.
Why are you going to cut a $30,000 a year salary versus, you know, our salary, which is $180,000? I think all cuts should begin with the top to bottom. When people see that there's concessions on our end, then they're more willing to know, you know what? It's a shared sacrifice that we all have to sort of suck up for the sake of everybody.
Another sacrifice Montoya supports is Governor Jerry Brown's proposed budget cuts. He says LA needs to become less dependent on state and federal aid.
It's like a narcotic. You know, once you get it, you're going to be addicted to it. And then when you cut it off, you're going to have the withdrawal effects. You know, that's why we need a more streamlined tax process in this city.
Montoya says the corruption in the Bell City Council inspired him to run in this year's election.
I was completely horrified. And right now, especially with the city running a $350 million plus deficit, you know, we need to look at where the money is going, how it's being spent, and I think that you won't get that scrutiny from the incumbent.
Montoya has some serious ideas, but he also has a sense of humor. He joked that the most important thing to know about him is that he's running.
My opponent, he ran unopposed in 2007. And I think incumbents need challengers as much as, you know, we need air to breathe. I'm a big fan of the democratic process, the flow of ideas and innovations. And I think that's what keeps us, you know, sharp.
Montoya said that even if you don't support his ideas, everyone should at least take advantage of his or her right to vote. Stephanie Frischberg, Annenberg Radio News.